Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. And Simon, Trump's campaign team has lost a string of election lawsuits, but he's not conceding, is he? With officials now officially certifying Biden's election victory in Michigan, you know, what avenues are left for him?
Well, Adam, he may not yet have personally conceded, but within the last few minutes, this election officially came to an end. We have just learned here that the head of the General Services Administration, that is the government department that formally kicks off the transition process, has now written a letter to Joe Biden confirming that the transition is getting underway. That letter written by Emily Murphy, the Trump political appointee at the head of the GSA, who for days now has been resisting formally kickstarting the process of transition. She's now sent a letter to Joe Biden directly saying the transition can and will get underway. That after Michigan certified its results just a couple of hours ago. Joe Biden, of course, won the state by 150,000 votes. Absolutely no opportunity for Donald Trump legally to overturn that. Pennsylvania will be certifying its results in the course of the next few hours. But this election is now over. This letter from Emily Murphy to Joe Biden means that $6.3 million in funds will immediately be released to the Biden transition team so that they can kickstart the formal processes of the transfer of power. That possibly also means they'll be able themselves geographically to transition from Wilmington, Delaware, down to Washington, D.C., because they'll be able to rent office space if they choose to do so. They'll have the government funding to do that. This also is the letter that means that government departments can now begin the process of coordinating with Joe Biden. He'll finally, belatedly, be able to get the briefings that he needs to get, for example, about COVID-19 vaccine distribution here in the United States. One would imagine that the presidential intelligence briefings will finally be made available to Joe Biden, perhaps as early as tomorrow. So this is a big move by the head of the GSA. The White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, is copied on the letter that has been sent to Joe Biden. We've heard nothing from Donald Trump personally at all here today. He hasn't been glimpsed. He hasn't been heard from on Twitter now for over 18 hours. Whether this letter indicates that he's given this process his personal blessing or not, we still don't know. We still don't know if he's formally going to concede the outcome of this election in time-honored fashion, or whether he's simply going to allow the General Services Administration to do the job for him. But again, within the last few minutes, we can confirm that this letter from the GSA has gone to Joe Biden, and the release of that letter, the transmission of that letter to the Biden transition team, means this election is over.
It's been a long time coming, Simon. And speaking of transition, let's talk about Biden's dream team now. I mean, what policies can we expect from the next administration with his picks?
Well, look, fascinating choices that have already been unveiled by Joe Biden. He's going to be holding a formal event tomorrow to introduce them all to the public. But we already know, for example, that Antony Blinken, Deputy Secretary of State in the Obama administration, is going to become Secretary of State under Joe Biden's leadership, assuming, of course, that he's confirmed by the Senate. An absolutely convinced multilateralist. He is everything that Mike Pompeo, the current Secretary of State, is not. Where Mike Pompeo is a conservative mallet, Antony Blinken is a confirmed multilateralist. Interested in building alliances. He's not a man who is cut from America first or America alone cloth. Other appointees include Jake Sullivan as National Security Advisor, very well known to both Joe Biden and Antony Blinken. They all worked together in the Obama administration. Linda Greenfield Thomas, a career diplomat dating back to the Reagan era, is going to become U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. That is going to send a message to State Department hands here in Washington and internationally that the Foreign Service is coming back. And we also know, of course, that Janet Yellen appears to have been tapped as Treasury Secretary, a move that will disappoint, among others, Senator Elizabeth Warren and progressives on the left of the Democratic Party, who had hoped that she might be the pick. But former Fed Chair Janet Yellen almost certainly going to be revealed as America's first female Treasury Secretary. So lots of big moves coming from Joe Biden now.
Lots of firsts in this presidential election there, Simon. Thanks very much for getting us the detail on the president-elect Joe Biden's latest cabinet picks.